I was in the middle of examination for Angela Tellis, A-N-G-E-L-A, T like Tom, E-L-L-I-S, and I was at sacroiliac joint examination. I has reported that there is a mild tenderness on the left sacroiliac joint with the standing flexion test, iliac compression test, and this traction test being negative. Fever test and Gosling test are positive on the left. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination are unremarkable except for the shoulder bilaterally. The shoulder on inspection appeared to be completely normal, normally appearing with no dislocation. The contour of the shoulder is completely normal. And on palpation, there is no tenderness or fractures or contusion. Range of motions are limited to 120 degrees bilaterally. And resting pain is around 9 to 10. The passive motion is completely normal. Muscle strength is 4 by 5. Drop arm test was negative. Hawking-Kennedy test was positive. And speed test, near test are positive. Distally, no carpal tunnel signs are positive. And lower extremities are found to be completely normal with normal circulation. And patient diagnosis is general V at 9.2 XXT and Z79.891. Muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. Extremities, upper extremities, shoulders M25.511, M25.512, M75.110. M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. In the lumbar spine, M54.551.27, M454.16, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1 left sided, S33.5XXA. Plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan for Angela Tellis comes from the template also, which starts with physical therapy. The patient has not brought any record of physical therapy, of how much physical therapy she has had. In the last 1 year, we recommend that she has a course of physical therapy at the decent therapy place, as well as at home with yoga, meditation, and chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, non-narcotic pharmaceutical medications. The patient was provided a prescription for naproxen and flexeril and non-narcotic pharmaceutical medication. The patient is already seeing a physician, Dr. Sina, who has kicked her out, doesn't want to take insurance. I believe there may be some problem with the lab. We haven't received the records from them. Once we receive the records, we'll be able to compile together the issue. At this time, I refuse to provide her any narcotics. The non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Previous medical records have been already released, but we do have the MRIs that are available. And in the MRI, they are done at the Providence Hospital, Extension Hospital, showing that in the right shoulder, there is a high-grade partial bursal side tear of the supraspinatus tendon, and tendinosis versus low-grade partial tearing of the distal subscapularis tendon, and also proximal distal tendinosus, AC joint arthritis. The patient was advised with these findings, she will benefit from several injections to the supraspinatus and the biceps tendon or intra-articular injection of the shoulder joint due to the and the AC joint injections also due to the arthritis. In the MRI for lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L2-3 with the mild facet arthropathy and spinal canal stenosis. L3-4, there is a mild loss of disc height and disc desiccation, diffuse disc bulge, right foramen annular tear, facet arthropathy, mild spinal canal stenosis. L4-5, patient has a loss of mild disc height and a partial disc desiccation, diffuse disc bulge, and left foramen annular tear, moderate facet arthropathy, and mild spinal canal stenosis, mild bilateral foramen narrowing. L5-S1, there is a mild loss of height and partial disc desiccation and diffuse disc bulge, advanced facet arthropathy, facet joint effusion. In addition, there is a paraspinal soft tissue retroperitoneum with no major changes in it. These MRIs were done on 11-9-2022 at the request of Dr. Hudson. The patient was advised based on this that she can benefit from lumbar epidural and facet joint injection, maybe medial nerve blocks, and left sacroiliac joint injection. Surgical options, none are being considered right now, and the patient does not need to be sent to neuropsychiatry or psychiatry. Provision of attended care in case of not warranted. Past medical records are ordered release from previous providers. Investigation, no new investigation being ordered. The DMA's patient already has a back brace and a neck brace. She'll be seen in 30 days' time when all the records are compiled, and we'll go from there. Thank you very much.